This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is indeed business to do internationally as well as domestically within China. These are, as we've been telling you, challenging days in the Chinese economy. High and rising youth unemployment, a precarious real estate sector, and declining overall growth. One bright spot, though, domestic tourism. In the first half of this year, and to be clear, these are Chinese government statistics, so salt, grain of. But they say the number of trips and the amount of money spent within China has gotten back to about 80% of where it was in the before times. Marketplace's Jennifer Peck went to have a firsthand look at that domestic tourism in the eastern Chinese city of Xiamen.
Last December, Xiamen's Bashi, the eighth seafood market, was almost empty. Vendors did not sound upbeat then. The government had abruptly dropped the zero COVID restrictions, and most people were home, sick with COVID. 8 months later, the crowds, the shops, and their loud megaphones are back.
So the local mango.
At one stall, the owner gives me a sample of dried mangoes. The local ones have a tangy flavor. How's business? I ask him.
He says that business is better than before the pandemic. Yes, they lost a lot of international tourists, but certainly a lot more domestic tourists are coming.
Further down, restaurants with seafood tanks line both sides of the street. I try to find the same spot I went to last time. Surprisingly, the boss recognizes me and waves me in.
One of the most daunting things about eating at seafood restaurants in China is that there is zero menu, and you have no idea what's on order. It's the catch of the day, and you don't know how much that dish costs.
The waitress guides me, pick the seafood, then choose the cooking method, steam plain or with vermicelli and garlic, pan-fried, or my favorite, salt and pepper. We don't gouge customers, assures the boss lady Chen Fengli. That's why we have repeat customers.
So the boss is saying that she's had this restaurant for 36 years, family-run business, and business is back to what it was before the pandemic. But pandemic for the past 3 years has been quite tough on her. She lost 1.7 million yuan.
That works out to $234,000 she's lost due to repeated lockdowns and COVID restrictions. Chen Fengli says she's had to sell a property to keep her business afloat. Still, when I go to pay...
Want me to scan the WeChat?
The boss tries to give me a discount, which I declined. A meal for two, clam soup, four steamed oysters, salt and pepper mantis shrimp, one crab, and an oyster pancake cost under $50. And while foot traffic is back, that doesn't always translate to more spending. Chinese consumers have gone through 3 years of strict COVID restrictions. Now they're not so confident about the country's economic future. As this convenience store owner explains, his best sellers are the cigarette packs that go for a buck or two. And cigarettes that cost $6 to $8 stay on the shelves. People are spending again, he says, just not on pricier stuff.
Bye-bye.
In Xiamen's Bashi, the 8th seafood market, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
Believe me when I tell you, Jennifer wasn't kidding. Ordering at a seafood place in China is a challenge. She has some tips on how to do it on our Instagram. It's Marketplace APM.